Today's The Best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
How are we doing, folks? How are we? PJ and Jim's podcast, you know, Glory Days and all that kind of carry on and everything in anyways. And by the way, can we just say thank you, okay? Because a lot of people during the week... What?
I don't like thanking people. What's this about now?
It's fine. Relax there.
Okay.
A lot of people have been sending in. You know, this time of year, you get those summaries from your Spotify and everything.
Oh, this bloody thing. Yeah. Well, as if anyone cares what you listen to.
Stop it. I'm about to say thanks to all those people who sent us in pictures showing that this podcast was their number one podcast for the year.
Yeah, get a life, right? You know what I mean? Get a life. Get out of the bill. Stop it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you understand?
Just around there, yeah.
Do you understand the principles of positive publicity?
I've nothing better to do, no. A shower of bleeding wankers, no.
Anyway, I'm sure on PJ's behalf, I would like to say thank you to everybody who listened to the podcast all through the year. And if it was one of your top podcasts, obviously if it wasn't the top, then you really need to look at yourself long and hard. But if it was one of the tops, you're not too far away.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah,
I tend not to do that stuff, right? Because my summary, my wrap up of whatever,
I'd love to see it. It's always embarrassing. I'd love to see yours.
Terrifically embarrassing now.
Yeah, yeah. The top three, it'd be all self help books. And then
that's actually true.
Yeah, yeah. And then the number four would be like how to not lose your mind melodies, Danny LaRue.
Don't find that category as much on Spotify anymore. How not to lose your mind genre of music.
Yeah, yeah. How not to lose your mind melodies by Danny LaRue. It's Jim's favourite album.
Danny LaRue. I tell you what ends up happening is I'd forgotten all about all this self-help stuff anyway. But you know the way, and especially in this job, occasionally we have to listen to something for other weird reasons or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So, because like, you know, in most people's selection of music, you know, say, for example, the Dennis Waterman thing that we sing.
Exactly.
People are looking at it going, what is that? What is that?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Why would you be listening to that? Or you might listen to something that's, I don't know, just like for a random piece of music purposes or, you know, that you might want to use.
Oh, you'd have to be forced now, you know. Yeah. you would most of the time.
And then there's the actual genuine... Now, this is where I have to take my hat off to you. If only I was wearing a hat, I'd be taking it off right now to you. Because you don't care
about
what people think about your musical taste.
No.
Like, I might get slightly embarrassed that I like a little cheesy number or, God forbid, a country number or something.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Whereas you blatantly... You'd wear a T-shirt to it.
Oh, would you? Oh, yeah, I'd be there going, I was born under a wandering star.
I'm trying to maintain some level of credibility just for Nova's sake. Not even for my own personal sake.
Oh, no. I know I'm the outcast of Nova. I know you cool mother truckers like to be here and listening to your Bruce Springsteens and all that sort of carry on.
Like, that's an interesting one that you raised there, because like that would be like, I can't remember what the reason was, but we spoke about Convoy.
Yes. That's cool, that song, yeah. Right?
And like just, but very for cool. other people, if they saw that on your summary, he's listening to Dennis Waterman and Convoy.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I might even join Spotify just to see what it comes out as next year. I know it. It would be
just to infuriate other people.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? Number one, definitely Michael Bolton.
Baltimore Tarzan Boy.
Number two. Is it probably Spania Call Me? Number three.
Yeah.
Born Under a Wandering Star. Number four. Love that. Do you know where hell is? Hell is in hello. I mean, if that's no, there's no more antisocial song than that.
Yeah, it was made for you.
Heaven is goodbye forever. It's time for me to go. Good luck. And number five, I mean, that's probably Forever in Blue Jeans by Neil Diamond, I would say.
Beautiful.
Money talks. I literally can't even think about it without getting excited.
Classics in their own way. You haven't even touched on your Johnny Logan favourites.
Haven't even got
that's
there.
That's probably, to be fair, an entire album.
That's its own list. The top albums. What's another year? When Jim's losing his marbles, listen to me. It's another year.
I suppose from our point of view, we never set out to be credible. We were never going to be cool.
Well, I couldn't do it.
You know.
I couldn't do it.
What was the point of pursuing
Jim it? Still tries not to be cool. Oh, we'll give it to Jim. He never tries to be cool. He just tries to be not ashamed. and
that's
an admirable thing. Whereas I've kind of lost shame. I've lost the ability to feel. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm just happy to sort of like, you know, celebrate the shittiness of it all.
Because you see, like, you get those people and they start doing it on social media. They actually publish their summary or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
And it's almost like the equivalent of what was that phrase? Signature. What was the name? What was that thing that people used to do?
What do you mean?
Virtue signalling.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. It's like a music version of virtue signalling in
exactly.
politics.
Exactly. Look at how cool and how, you know, on the zeitgeist I am with my music or whatever.
I listened to the Broomtown Rats like 70 times or whatever. And you're like, oh, yeah, great, yeah.
Whereas mine would be, it would look like the algorithm had misfunctioned.
Yeah.
And I just randomly said.
There's no fucking way. Anyone's listening to that.
I mean, one of them is a Buddhist monk.
You get a Buddhist monk and Run DMC. You get, what is Jim doing? Followed by Manchester United chants. You know, glory, 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 glory.
Well,
you'd be there going, there's no way.
Eclectic would not cover it.
And I would say most people, I honestly think most people would be like that. Most people get their Spotify thing and go, oh, I wonder how cool I am. And they look at it and go, jeez, I wouldn't show that to anybody.
Yeah.
I would think so. You know,
because I wouldn't. That's why I'm amazed by people who actually put it out there for other people to view.
Go on, read it out to us. Do you have it?
I don't have it. No,
it's such a pity.
But I'm assuming by all the people sending in their top podcasts and everything, I'm assuming that like it's out around. They always do it around this time of year. They wrap up your year, you know. And then they give you kind of that forevermore. They tell you, oh, these were your big songs of 2022 or these were your big songs of 2020 or whatever it was.
I'm trying to see.
Do you know the other thing that happens to me is, right? All the songs that were, say, my big songs of 2019 will still be my big songs of 2023.
That's the thing, isn't it? That's when you know you've hit a marker. When the new, that's when you know, isn't it?
Yeah.
And in Jim McCabe's top five listens for the 12th year running. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Are you that type of person, or do you seek out new music?
No, but I do use Shazam.
Right.
So, like, if I'm watching TV, for instance, and I hear a song I like, I'll Shazam it and go, oh, yeah, like that.
Yeah.
And that'll go on
That's
to
That's happened a couple of times.
It was like, or normally, if I'm in a cafe, I hear something like, you know, that.
Normally, the theme tune to a TV thing or something, and I hear, like, and it's a genuine song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done that on occasion, yeah. But otherwise, unless somebody recommends something to me, I almost never go, you know, seeking out unfamiliar new music.
I'm trying to find a few now. I'm literally searching my phone. I did it. I was in a cafe a couple of weeks ago. I heard this music. I thought, jeez, I'd like to hear that. That sounds kind of cool, I thought, you know?
Right.
And I thought, I Shazammed it to see what album it was off. I thought I'd give it a listen, have something new.
Right.
There it is. And it was track number 3 of Songs to Grow Plants To. There it is. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Songs to Grow Plants To, yeah.
Songs to Grow Plants
To. Yeah, I thought it was real sort of edgy, sort of like, you know, sort of, you know, people who'd be like hanging around that used to do, I don't know, marijuana biscuits back in the day, you know. And they sort of chilled out, they grown up and they got real cool. Sort of hipstery. It was like one of those places. I said, oh yeah, I'll have a Shazam and that. I was in Bang Bang, you know, Bang Bang.
Yeah, yeah.
No, like,
Of all the places.
So, like, you know, a lot of cool sort of hippies walking
around.
You think,
talk about being on the zeitgeist.
You know,
holy
all heck. Anyone in there talks about is, you know, I don't know, healthy food and Palestine and all. And I'm standing in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's some good music and all. The songs to grow plants to. I was like, okay. I think I might be slightly past it.
It's just a curiosity. What sort of music do you grow plants to? What was it like?
Well, this is the thing. I thought it sounded kind of cool. It was laid back, but it was essentially like, when I think about it now, it was like a good bass line on shopping set market music, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to jump from A to C here, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
So we're basically saying that the sort of stuff that a plant would like.
Yeah.
It's the kind of stuff that appeals to you.
Exactly. I have the same musical tastes as a cactus. I'm about as cool as a cactus. Yeah. There it is. Plantasia. That's the name of the album.
Plantasia.
Plantasia.
Brilliant.
Warm earth music for plants and the people who love them.
That's
the name of the album.
That is proper.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll play it for you. Will I see if you can?
I feel free at any stage.
Let's see if I will play now.
This is incredible. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, just in case your daffodils are out and start. That just sounds like you are out of your mind on Scooby Snacks.
Yeah. It's very... Then when I think about it, it's not that cool. But I was listening to that going, like all the cool people around, I was thinking, yeah, this is what the hips...
That sounds like it was made by the Klingons. I mean...
Well, that particular track is by a man called Mort Gorson.
I can't... Oh, my God. That is the... What sort of thing was that? It's like a lad who got his first Casio and he was just experimenting.
The stylophone thing. Remember that?
Yeah. It's like Rolf Harris, the early years.
Yeah. It's more like songs to smoke plants to than to grow plants to.
I was just going to say, it was like a weird magic roundabout meets kind of I don't know what.
I'm not even joking. I was there, that's cool as shit. I'm going to have a go at that. I shazammed it. We'll have it for later.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I suddenly feel way better about my...
There's no need to feel guilty now about listening to...
Oh, my God, that is incredible.
Whatever it is you're listening to over and over again. Jim would be there. I'd love to see Jim and just go, I'm big in Japan tonight. Big in Japan tonight. His 80s wonder hits.
Are you joking?
That'd the way to Realmwood.
That'd be way too cool for me.
Big in Japan. Yes, I'm going home. I'm so cool. I'm big in Japan. All right.
Why big in Japan?
I don't know. It just sounds like one of those. It's just the first 80s classic, very serious hit I thought of. Yeah.
Wow. I'd say so. So look at ladies and gentlemen.
Call me. I mean, like Spaniard. Do you remember her? I loved her.
All of that was just to make you feel good about yourself that you have this fine, fine podcast at the top of your list.
Yeah.
When it comes to... How come, by the way, that we never appear in anything, you know? Like, there's all those lovely people saying, oh, my most listened to podcast and everything and all that is.
Yeah.
And you never see us in a chart anywhere.
Well, no.
Is it because they won't put our faces up? Is that what's wrong?
Maybe that's it. Maybe there's something to that, yeah. Maybe they're like, I'm not doing that. No way. You know that fella listens to Mort Gorson?
Listen to PJ, he's joking. I'd rather listen to music to grow plants to.
I'd rather listen to Mark Gorson's cactus hits of the 70s than that fucking shit.
I tell you, I'm straight on Spotify to try and find Mark Gorson's cactus hits of the 70s. I am all over that shit.
Oh,
all
Jesus
over.
Christ.
Right, listen. Let's give you some of the bits from during the week on the show. We got all very Christmassy and everything, in anyways. But because we had to, well, we for all sorts of reasons. Look, I mean, December 1st came along in the middle of it, and we had our first Christmas tune played on the station by Marty Miller and all that. So we were a bit Christmassy, and funny enough, it inspired a huge creativity in the great PJ Gallagher.
Yes.
Because the very mention was it the dying out of a Christmas tradition or something?
The dying out of a Christmas tradition, yes. It was how you start. For some of us, it's how you mark the beginning of Christmas. For other people, it's dying off completely.
Right, yeah. Okay. And it inspired, I tell you, a movie script.
Didn't it?
In The Great Man.
Worth
hearing that, I tell you. Also on the way, the subject of marriage came up. Not for us, thankfully, but indeed for anybody else. If you're going to make the big leap, if you're going to take the jump,
there's
people,
things you need to know.
Yep.
And this is all about those things.
Also, of course, something else that we love is coffee. We love it. We don't know anything about it, we found out.
Believe it, I actually know less about it now, having done that story, than I did when I went into it.
Yeah. You don't need to know, people, but anyway. And then also, of course, something else which really had nothing to do with us, because it involves people who actually do proper jobs for a living, was a few tips that if you're going to be around the office.
Yeah, how do you survive it?
Exactly.
Tips to survive the office. Tips to not take life and work so seriously.
Correct. So just sit back, listen to Mort Gorson's Cactus Hits of the 70s.
Do less. Settle down. Who cares?
Right. Have a listen. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
I did not know that out your way, up Wicklow Way, there's been an operation called Operation Hurdle by the Gardaí every year to stop the stealing of Christmas trees. That apparently, and I had no idea.
Operation Hurdle.
Operation Hurdle, and it means high visibility checkpoints, support units, nightly air patrols. They fly over the Christmas tree fields of Wicklow to make sure no bandits are doing what they would be doing. And wow. they've stepped down. It's not happening this year.
Oh, no.
So the growers
Who's
have to mind their own.
Who's going to protect the trees?
Exactly. And this is where I think we need
if
to make...
If somebody takes my Christmas tree, I tell you.
Yeah, well, they're not going into your gaff to get them. They're taking them out of the fields, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I, every year I go around and I pick one.
Of course.
You know, you
do,
walk
yeah.
through and you go, I like the look of that one.
Of course, Hillbilly
that looks
Jim
like it
does
has
that,
the
yeah.
suitable branch...
Accoutrement.
...spreading thing going on there.
See, this is it right here. Bear with me now. Right? I never knew this was the thing the guards did, that there was like a special branch. There you go. It's like a special branch.
Hey, but I'm...
That looks after
a
trees.
A special branch for right? trees.
And now they're stepping it down. I want to make a Christmas movie where there's one guard left, right? Maybe he's one of them guards. He's no good at anything, right? So they sort of leave him as the Christmas tree guard for Christmas.
Right.
And he...
So you're saying a guard who's no good at something.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about yourself for this role?
Jim. I mean, I didn't really cast this movie, but I mean, it seems to fit the bill. And then he's there and he has to try and protect all the Christmas trees in Wicklow. Well, he is literally the last special branch man of the Christmas trees. And then
That's
the Christmas
crazy.
Tree bandits arrive and they have to have a night where he protects the Christmas trees before Christmas Eve and all. Jim, you'd
I
be
like
a great
this.
Bandit. You always look like a hooligan, you know, like a well-dressed hooligan, but
great.
What, a hooligan nonetheless.
So you're going to be the Christmas tree guard.
Yeah,
and
well,
I'm going to be the
you'll
Christmas
be the bad
tree
guy.
Robber.
Yeah, the Christmas tree robber. Right. And we'll see how. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
I do
for a
like
movie.
It. I do like as a movie concept. I think it's fantastic. I'm also amazed to know that there was literally an operation that's been in, you know,
yeah.
in operation for years.
And it is all about protecting the Christmas trees.
With like, it's just air support.
Air support, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they fly over the Christmas trees and all, making sure all the decorations are still on them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't it a deadly thing?
So,
who knew?
So who's going to do it now, like private security?
Yeah, well, that's it. The growers have to look after it on their own. Maybe this is it. Maybe that's the movie, Jim.
Maybe we could go rogue.
Maybe there's a good guard like me who wants to keep the Operation Hurdle alive. And then there's a, like, you know, this mad hillbilly headcase who owns a farm, and that'd be you. And he needs, and they have to team up to fight the Christmas tree bandits.
Oh, wow. This, I like this.
But the hillbilly lad is,
By the
know,
way, if anybody steals this movie idea, right, you'll have PJ to answer to.
Well, there's nothing I can really do about it. I haven't, like, copyrighted it or anything.
Well, no, you write it down, quick, write it down there on a page.
Yeah.
Write it down on a page and right. sign it, and that'll do for me. Anyway,
and
we
call
this.
The movie the
Emily,
special branch of Christmas.
That's it.
You know,
the Christmas special.
The
branch.
Christmas special branch and all, and then we can get like, I don't know, Clint can be the. I don't know what Clint would be. I don't know. He'd be
some wealthy businessman who wants to buy all the Christmas trees or something.
Yeah, he's the guy that puts me out there in the first place. You're off the job. You're useless.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Our Christmas movie idea is gaining a lot of traction.
A lot
of interest in it. By the way, this is based on a true story that we just found out that apparently there was something called Operation Hurdle, which used to happen every year, and it was to safeguard Christmas tree farms.
Yeah, this is true, by the way. The guards
So
did
this
it.
Is true. So this would actually be one of those ones that you could actually say the movie was based on a true story. So that would be a start.
Yeah, yeah.
And so a few bits and pieces have come in about it. Anto's been on to say Liam Neeson should play the part of the hillbilly farmer. I'm not sure our budget is going to stretch that far.
For a Liam Neeson, no.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, he's still mad enough to try and think it's an action movie. So would have, you know, like have to pull that back.
He wouldn't get it.
I'm thinking like Pat Short and...
No, what are you talking about? It's us. We're trying to put ourselves in the movie. That's what we need. We need a vehicle for us.
Sorry, Pat, you're sacked. Pat's not getting
You're
it.
Out. Because John
no Brendan Gleeson's or any of them either. Then.
John has pointed out that, I mean, originally your cast was going to be, you were going to be the guard protecting us and I was going to be the thief. But John has quite rightly pointed out you have much more criminal head.
Than Jim.
Yeah. Your head is definitely much more criminal, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, John described you as Mr. Wheatfield Prison, but that's...
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Mr. Wheatfield is what he called me, is it?
Yeah. Not
That's
anyway.
An amazing thing.
But look
someone
at this.
Told me recently I looked like someone drew eyes on a bum. Did I tell you that?
Eyes on a bum?
Someone says, yeah, it looks like someone drew eyes on a bum. That's what they said about me, yeah.
That's harsh.
It's kind of rude, harsh. But unfortunately kind of funny.
But in more good news, we've had a... Look at this. Folks, I'm starting a crowdfunding to finance your movie. I'm all in.
this is it. Now we're doing it.
Starting to start to roll.
I am going to write this
and
movie.
And contributions coming from everywhere. Emily was came in. She maintains that we should include in the soundtrack Dustin's version of
Lemon Tree.
Exactly. He did it called Christmas Tree.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's a great idea.
Great shout from Emily there.
Brilliant soundtrack for us.
What did you say you were going to call it? You were going to call it a Christmas special branch.
The special branch. Yeah.
Because the guards basically aren't going to be guarding the Christmas tree farms anymore.
They're not doing it.
The owners are going to have
to look after it themselves.
So the idea behind the movie was that, you know, it would be the scenario of the last guard guarding the Christmas trees, whatever. I think we should call it, right? Christmas special branch. Night of Fear.
That's brilliant.
Isn't it?
That's brilliant.
You're welcome. I just have to have a role in
Night
it.
Of Fur.
Night of Fur.
But that is just brilliant.
I tell you, we're good. This is, anybody steals this, right? You're in serious bother. PJ.
It's probably not the best idea we've ever had to have a writing workshop literally on air.
Yeah.
Where everyone can hear it.
Because PJ's going to do this because he wrote a book, you know.
I did write a book.
He wrote a book and some of it even he wrote himself. And so he's going to
I wrote it all myself, yeah.
So he's going to write this movie for us to star in. It's going to be, now hopefully it'll be better than, because you know other double acts have done movies, right? Some better than others.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
I mean, Ant and Dec did that movie about the alien thing. That was a bit rubbish,
wasn't it? I didn't even know that was a thing.
There you go.
So there you go, right.
So we want to be much more in the Morecambe and Wise. Remember they used to do...
Yes, like specials.
Remember they used to do movies.
Big specials and movies. Yeah, that's the right job.
So
yeah.
that's... You know,
I'm thinking more like Elvis. He did great Christmas movies.
There was only one Elvis. Stop being so selfish. Learn to share.
If Elvis was two fellas, I'm talking about the double act of Elvis.
If Elvis was two fellas,
yeah,
right, brilliant.
But I know what you mean. Sorry, I lost the run of myself again.
See, that's you all over. Me.
Yeah,
couldn't even write a little part for me.
I can. You're in it.
Oh, I'm in it now. Yeah. As what? I'll have to dress up as a tree, will I?
Yeah, you're the tree. You're the gay, the fella that does the gay at the farm.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Most of you are probably at this stage, if you work in an office job, or any job, to be perfectly honest with you, there's a fair old chance that you might be in there working at the moment.
Yeah, oh yeah, in there working at the moment. You're probably just in the door. Sitting there wondering, how am I going to get through this absolute crap for the rest of the day? And, you know, trying
right.
to, you know, and that's the problem. You're working too hard. This London influencer, right? She goes by the name of Els, and she does this thing. She's saying she's trying to give people advice of how to have a work-life balance. And this is the thing. Even she admits there's no such thing as a work-life balance. There isn't, right?
Right.
So she's saying you have to stick to the bare minimum, to the rules, and then you'll at least get something back. I think there is a work-life balance that basically you have to learn to take the piss when you're at work. That's my philosophy on life.
Right.
You know,
different take on it, but still valid.
A different take on it. Mm. But she gives us the three rules that she would use or recommends you use when it comes to reclaiming some of your own life.
Okay,
if you know
can
what
I just
mean.
Point out, though, she's an influencer.
Yes. Yeah, I know. So she doesn't...
Well,
this is it, isn't it?
She puts pictures of herself and kind of...
Well, she gives advice.
And freebies.
She tells us what to do.
Oh, of course.
You know, as all people who give
as
advice...
As influencers should.
As someone who doesn't do what you do, here's what I think you should do. That's what influencers say.
Good point.
That's their whole job.
I like it.
And she's saying, okay, so number one, delete Teams, you know, your Microsoft Teams, and slack off your work emails on your personal mobile phone. So if your company wants you to work... When you're not in the office, through your phone, they should give you a phone. So she says that's the only way you can do it. So if you finish work at 6 o'clock, that's it. You don't look at work emails at all.
I thought they made it illegal for somebody to call you outside of hours.
You see, they don't. They're sneakier than that now.
Oh,
it's all email. And then you feel like, oh God, I'll never catch up, or everyone else is doing it. And it's a bit of peer pressure. And then you start replying and answering emails. They don't call you, but they'll get you another way.
So it just goes to show that you were... like substantially ahead of the game,
because
not only did you not do you not pay attention to work emails on your personal phone, you don't pay attention to work emails on your work computer.
I actually use my work email for this, right? You know, when people say, how can I get you, I want you to do a gig and all, I say email me PJ,
yeah,
you know, give them the work email. And then I just deleted it off my phone. I haven't opened it in years.
Wow.
I just don't.
You are
I just
so ahead of the game when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, basically.
So you forget whatever about personal. You just don't read any form of work email at all ever.
Yes, exactly. And to be honest, I can't even remember the time I've read a private email.
Right.
Yeah, the odd one gets through because somebody will send me a text message going, did you see the email? To which my answer is almost always, no.
Yeah, that's cheating. Yeah, texting you to see, did you? No. Like, that's...
Yeah, just checking if you got
you
my email. And I'm like, genuinely, no, I didn't.
Would you not think that person would know you well enough to go, do you know something? I'm not going to bother emailing PJ. I'll just send him a text.
Yeah, but that's it. After a while, someone goes, you never answer my mails. And they're going, well, we obviously aren't friends enough for me to care. So.
Exactly, yeah. I think you're slower getting the message than
well,
I am.
pick up the game, fool. Start on time, leave on time. That's one of those things. So this is one thing I know can't be done, right? You know that's too. The pressure is there. So, you know, like,
which can't be done. Starting on time.
I'm going to come in at 9 o'clock and I'm going to leave at 5 o'clock. It's not real life.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not real life. You get a name for yourself. So here's what I tell you to do. Arrive on time and leave whenever you can. Just don't do much, you know, just like a bare minimum. Float around the place. Find Jim McCabe. He's mad to do stuff, you know.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's an interesting... So you're saying, okay, arrive on time, that way nobody can have a go at you.
Yeah.
You won't necessarily get out when you want to get out, so
no.
Accept that might be the case. But providing you haven't done an awful lot of work, you're still quids in.
You're quids in. Here's what I've realised. If you're not good at your job, right, people don't expect anything from you. So do the bare minimum until people give up.
Brilliant.
That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
That's why
you can't fault PJ. He's all, well, I was going to say he's always here. But again, you can't fault PJ.
Let me tell you what's happened. Jim, very good at his job, very professional. When he messes up, people say to him, Jim, you need to get with the program.
Yeah, this is a warning.
Don't let that happen again. Because I'm the other way, people give up. They leave me alone. And then when I mess up, people turn to Jim again and say, you're not watching him. You need to get on that, Jim. He's after messing up. That's the third time he's messed up this week.
Yeah.
We expect more from you, Jim.
I do apologise.
Yeah, that's what happens. I'm just saying, lead by example. You know, lead by example.
This is very enlightening stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other one is take lunch break away from your desk, which I totally agree as well. In fact, I take lunch break so seriously, I normally go home for lunch and don't come back until the next day.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
There's five questions. This is what psychologists are telling us now. Five questions you have to ask each other if you want a happy marriage.
Okay.
And these are the things you need to agree on. If you can agree on these five things, everything is gravy after that. Number one, is there anything that you or I are not willing to give up once we're married? Well, yes, I would say. If it's just you, we're going to have a problem. That's what I'd be saying. In other situations...
So your answer to that is, well, yes, other people.
Well, other people, for a start. I would like to remain very friendly with people.
That's got to be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something you're not prepared to give up.
Yeah, this is it, you know, because
that's
there might
question.
Be a stumbling block.
Yeah.
You know, some people assume your life is going to change drastically in some directions.
Other people's answer to that would be, yes, my money.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I won't... See? This is it. Is there anything you won't be giving up? Yes, rent. Well, it's now our house. And, you know.
Okay, so that's one. What
can you handle me doing things without you? There you go. Because you can get a lot of people, they live in each other's, they live in each other's time. And then some.
Like you're not allowed to go out on your own with your mates?
Yeah.
Or you're not allowed to do your...
Worse than that. Well, it goes from, you're going out there without me. Oh. Or you're going out there without me. Oh. And then that suddenly, that can become... Oh, you had toast and you didn't even get me some. Yeah, I did, yeah. Oh, look at Mr. Slicepan walking around like he can do whatever he wants.
That's very similar to the McDonald's thing we had last week, isn't it? Somebody walks in and they go, did you get... It's like cheating. Did you get a McDonald's?
Did you get...
On your own? Yeah, well, it was a drive-thru. I was on my way to... And you ate it.
Yeah.
On your own.
On your own. And then you go, I'd have got one of them with you tomorrow. I wanted it today. Oh! You wanted it today. Well, that's
you,
fine.
You.
That's all right. Why don't you have one every day, you big round-headed monster face? That's what, you know, because some place, that's where it can go.
That's where it goes.
It can go with some people. When conflict arises, did your family use the silent treatment To discuss, or did they discuss disagreements, or did they slam doors? Because we all inherit a bit of what our parents did, right? So it's important to know, are you going to completely isolate yourself and do the strong
stuff?
Are you going to scream and shout, or are you actually
going to talk? I'd have been, because I'd say it would have been silent. There was no really slamming doors when I was growing up. But my God, I can slam a good door now.
Oh yeah, I bet you can, yeah. Oh, I'd say you can, yeah. I'd say the hinges and all would be flying off. Yeah, I'd be one of those though. I'm just one of those people. Are you fighting with me? No problem. Look, do you want to talk about it later? Yeah, we'll talk about it later. I'll just change my phone number and move countries.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
They've done a poll of people about you. Where does your coffee come from and how is it made, apparently? You know, as in not like the actual cup of coffee, but you know, how it gets into the machine that gives us a cup of coffee. Half of people have no idea. Half of people have no idea the process. Do I have any idea? Absolutely not.
No.
I know it comes
you'd have a go at a country, and then that's where it ends.
A country?
Yeah. You could
and
say
a cup.
Peru or Colombia or something, and then that's it.
Everything in between.
Exactly.
Literally no idea.
I'd be the same.
Literally no idea. And I'd be farting on about it. I'd be like, yeah, oh, I like the Colombian stuff, or I like the Peruvian stuff, or whatever.
It's like
I have no idea.
You know when you go into, say, a Starbucks or something, and they have, you know, two different types, and they'll say, do you want the dark roasted, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
blah. Would
you
like to try the Bolivian?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is it nice? That's all I always do.
Exactly, yeah.
What would you prefer? Which is the question they must hate the most.
It is kind of, like,
which one's
I'm
easiest?
With you.
That's
with
another
you.
Question,
I wouldn't think. Have, I wouldn't have a clue. And when somebody says to you, what sort of coffee do you like? And, you know, and then you start just using
black
really,
coffee, I say.
Yeah, vague.
Just black, no milk.
Yeah. You know, yeah, not too bitter or whatever. You know, nice. Oh, really, nice.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
What you like, is it?
Yeah, what do you like it? Yeah, do you like it smooth? Do you like it dry roasted? Or to me, it sounds like they're talking about peanuts. I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know why I like me crisp. And then you say, cheese and onion coffee then.
So how many, what's the percentage?
Half. 48% is essentially
to be honest
half.
With you, I would have thought it'd be higher.
Yeah, they've no idea. So as for they don't know that how it gets picked, if it gets picked, how they get it out of that berry yolk.
Out of the what yolk?
You know the berry yolk that the seeds come, the coffee seeds come out of. You know that the coffee nut. It's like it's in a berry thing, isn't it?
The
bean. They don't know how they get it out of the berry cherry thing.
It's a berry thing in a nut, is it?
It's a nut.
We're certainly adding meat to this story, aren't we? This is, yeah. All the way, I mean, obviously I know, because they have the berry thing in the nut and
it
all.
It is, it's like a nut in a berry is what it looks like.
Right.
Isn't it?
Is there a bean anywhere in it at all?
Well, it's a bean. Oh, I've got a bean.
There's a bean in a berry in a nut on a tree.
And it ends in my cup.
Oh,
that's what we need a song.
You're
right.
That's actually just the thing for life, isn't it? The amount
of stuff. Right.
We had the one about electricity last week.
Don't know what that is.
Nobody knows how.
No one knows what it is.
How it gets.
Don't know what it is.
How it's made.
You turn on the light. Ooh, amazing.
PJ said he thought it just came from the ground, like sort of coal and stuff.
Where does it come from?
Well, you know, in a weird sort of way, you're right. You know, there is the processes. But you couldn't just stick a plug into the, you know, lawn in your garden and get it.
I think you can. I think it's like a well. Is that not what a grid is? Is that not what the power grid is? It's like an electricity well.
Yeah.
Is it not? I think a call.
Look, I'm no expert, but I'm going to say no. But anyway, it just goes to show there's loads of stuff. You can apply that to just about anything that we use on a regular basis. We use it and we haven't a notion where
not a notion
where it came from.
No, no.
Or how it gets there.
We don't even know what animal sausages come from. So how are we supposed to figure this out?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
So there we go. The first of our December podcasts has been done. I don't know why that's particularly significant, but just thought I'd say it anyway.
Yeah,
have you just spilled coffee all over yourself?
No, I just nearly spat it out. When you said about, when you were shiting on about Mark Morrison again there, I nearly spat it out. It made me laugh. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, how are you feeling about the onslaught of the jingle jangle madness?
I hate it. I'd rather eat shit. And that's the truth. I'd rather eat. If someone told me you can eat a dinner of shit and chips now right. and not do Christmas and everything like
that,
because
the expectation from the listeners, the expectation was very much that you would suddenly find, it'd be like a Christmas miracle. It'd be like, you know, the Holy Spirit descended upon you.
Oh.
And that now that you have kids, now as a father,
oh, no.
that you would suddenly embrace the whole festivities and joy of Christmas.
Oh, no, it's fucking worse than anything, to be honest. Honestly, so much more to do. And they don't even know. Imagine what it's going to be like when they do. Oh, God, yeah.
Just, there's something reassuring of knowing that Christmas has just got even shittier
even
for you.
Even shitter, yeah, shitter, yeah. And more expensive, shit.
Yeah. And on that festive yeah. note, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think there's any more we can say.
Yeah, on that festive note, go shit yourselves. And a happy new nearly there. We'll talk to you next week on the Mort Gorson podcast of easy listening shit.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.